Start here first and go through the church, because these people love you. I can feel it. I can see it. He knows it. People see, come here and know it. Amen. Amen. So we repent. And if you need to repent, do it now. We need to ask God to help us not to be so busy. Because he said, work while it's day, for the night come when no man can work. And he didn't give us no excuse not to go to work. Amen? So we ain't working because we too busy or we too tired. And most times we too tired. We done wore ourselves out. And then sometimes the jobs make where you have to wear yourself just about it. So we got to ask God for some wisdom. Some wisdom to know where to put things in priority. Prioritize things. Daddy always said that. We need some priorities. So Father, I thank you. You promised to be with us until the end of the world. You promised, Lord. And if we've done things, we know we have. Because the proof is in the pudding. So we ask you to forgive us and show us how to do what you asked us to do. For you said to work while it's day, for the night come when no man can work. I'm asking you, Lord, to help us all, every one of us. Starting in the pulpit with Sister Davis. Help us in Jesus' name. Somebody know what has been said is the truth. Others, I don't know. I can't worry about that. But I ask you to help us, God. Amen. Help us to be soul winners. There are people that are dying. People come to church, they just be dying with sickness and all kind of things, God. So help us in Jesus' name. Help us in the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you, that's been touching you, just say, Father, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Now turn around and say, I'm glad he did. Turn around. Say, I'm glad he did. He helped me. I'm glad he helped me. Because we ask him, he promised to do it. Amen. We'll start over if need be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so glad to see everybody here today. Yeah, Sister D and all of y'all. Sister Irene, everybody. Thank we just glad to see everybody. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. This time we're gonna we got to pray too for brother and sister Flippo. The God would show them what's caused. They be sick so much. I want to know what it is. He was intent to come. He called me yesterday and told me that he had something he wanted to give to the church. It's a poem or something he wanted to read to the church and explain some things he wanted. So he had intent to come. And so this morning she called me and told me, and she couldn't hardly talk. I didn't know who she was. Her voice is messed up. She said, well, I'm doing better, because she said yesterday, at least I couldn't. She said, I couldn't even talk yesterday. So something is on the job. She said that she caught something from somebody on the job. So her immune system is really low. Because it's some of you all that work, you know. But she catches seeming like everything. So we want to pray that God will help her and help that family. Help them. Amen. God, we know that we know where brother is, but sister is. I said, you want me to pray to God that you can retire? And she said, no, sister, I can't retire. I got to wait until next year. I just cannot retire this year. I have to go on. I just got to believe God. And I got to go on until next year. Hallelujah. So would you just stand on your feet one more time and let's pray for the brethren that need prayer. Praise God. Before we take the offering. Father, we done took the offering. We'll take the offering next. Father, in Jesus' name. We come, Lord, for our brothers and sisters. Now, I do know the sister Flip on them. They need help. They need prayer. They need us to hold them up, God. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that whatever it is, if there's something they're doing or not eating or do whatever, I don't know what it is, but I pray that you would, Lord, strengthen their immune system so they can be able to stand against this stuff, you know. I know they know the word, and we've been studying your word, God, in Jesus' name. So I'm asking you to touch them in Jesus' name. And all those others that, praise God, is going through sickness. And Lord, the brethren, I ask you to touch. I ask you to deliver. I ask you to set free in Jesus' name. Brother Irvin, I ask you to touch. Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Sister Velma, I ask you to touch, oh God, touch, Lord, touch your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch, God, in Jesus' name, touch our bodies this morning, hallelujah, even as we, God, plant, oh God, hallelujah, to take the sacrament, we ask that you would touch in the name of Jesus and heal us, God, hallelujah, because healing is the children's bread. Praise God, healing is the children's bread, Lord. It's our bread. It's our bread, and you told us to ask you to give us this day our daily bread, and so Lord, I'm asking for our daily bread in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah. Oh God, help us, God, hallelujah, to exhort one another daily and to love one another and to care. I ask it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're going to have to really stay close to one another now, and you know, praise God, because we're brothers and sisters, we're the body of Christ. But sometimes, you know, like I said, get busy again. We take the offering at this time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, give me my purse. This I studied. He's so good. Praise the Lord. Now, me may get into something else. But you know that we are living in the last day. I said, we're living in the last day. And these are perilous times. I'm not kidding you. This is perilous times. Amen. And I used to think, lovers of your own selves, I used to think, because we don't talk about this, so I'm not going to fuss. I'm not fussing. And so we want to just let the Holy Spirit lead us, because we've already talked about that, those scriptures. So I'm going to go to Matthew 18. And it'll probably touch into some of this too. Matthew 18. Praise God. I think Al had to go. And I'm telling you, that they got the schools thing tied up into, you know, into to the services. You know, I don't remember having to miss church for nothing when I was, you know, younger. Do you? Now you have to miss church because they got this going on and that going on. It ain't nothing but the devil. Let's see, Matthew 18 and 2. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Something else I'd like to say while I'm just... Hallelujah. I got a lot of people sending me, and it's nothing... I don't guess it's nothing, but it's just a trick of the devil. I believe. Well, you can take it like you want, and you can sort it out. But I notice people, and instead of prayer now, they want you to petition. The Holy Spirit told me about this morning. He said they did not send out a petition when Peter was in jail. Of course, we were living in different times then. Amen. But there was never no petitions in the scriptures that you see. And all of a sudden now, it's so easier to write your name on something than to get in that church and pray all night. The Lord told me that. He said people would rather petition than to pray. Don't get caught up in that stuff. I'm not saying you shouldn't sign your name to something. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying? And say it might do some good. And maybe it does. But man always want to be, see that man thing again. He want to do it. We sent in 1 million petitions and they let him go. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. See, the devil's sneaky. You know, man is something else. He always want to make sure he done it. Look into it closely, because I've signed a few. Look closely. But I said, Lord, you know what? Were no petitions in the Bible. Where did this come from? Well, I see I'm quiet there, so I just... Boy, she come up with some stuff. No, the Lord tell me this stuff. I don't be coming up with this. I wouldn't have thought about it. But people rather petition than pray, because petitions are easier. I'm not saying it's easier for you, but I'm saying it's easier for them. You get 1 million petitions. You know, what about praying? What about angels coming and unlocking doors? And that's why we don't see this. You know, we don't see what we see in the Bible because we're not doing what they did. We don't see angels coming opening doors and prisons and letting people out and stuff. You know why? Because we don't do what they did. They prayed and got the heavens to help. So now if you want man to help you, then he have to do it his way. You got to have the negotiations between the two countries and this and that, and it may happen, it may not. Am I making sense? But when you down on your knees and bombarding the heavens and getting violent like he said, then God will move. Then we'll see miracles and signs when we do it the way God said it. Matthew 18 and 2. Well, Lord, we did that. We did that one up good there. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And we a little bit too grown too. And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of God or in heaven. And whosoever receiveth such little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, if it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was cast or drowned into the depths of the sea. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for us reading this, because even what we have said before about things, Lord, we have to be children. We have to have a humble spirit. We cannot do things for you without becoming as this. And so I thank you for your word. And I hope that this word will help your people in Jesus' name. Mark 10:15. Now, Mark says it a little bit different. I like the way Mark, you know, you can tell this wrote by different people because they say it differently. He said, and they brought young children, number 13, to him, and that he should touch him. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, number 14, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, listen at this now, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his arms about up them, and blessed them. And when he had gone forth into the way, they came to him running, and it was kneeling into him. Listen, I don't believe you get anything from God being too grown. Hello? Most people, I was noticing last Sunday when we was praying for Susie, my sister-in-law. She just yielded. She just the child. I said, Lord, give me a spirit like that. Give me a child spirit. Because unless we can do this and humble ourselves, we in no case, the Bible said, no case. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. Let me get some of this in because Al got to go. I ain't gonna rush though, but read that, Al, if you got it, 13 and 11. No, don't read that. I'm sorry. Luke 18 to read 1 Peter 5 and 6. We're going to go to 13 and 11 next week. That's going another way. Yeah, 1 Peter 5 and 6. Okay, what the next verse say? So a little child, you know, like I say, most of us as humans, it's hard to let go and say to do. Because we feel that, well, the people say, he gave you 5 senses. Yeah, he gave us 5 senses. And there's some things we ought to do. But he's saying, all your ways. Come on, quote it. All your ways. Ask me about everything. Is that what that means? And also, you shouldn't have a way that you think you can go without asking God. You should not have anything you think you can do without first consulting God. Didn't it say it? Quote it again. He shall tell you what to do and what to go. And that's why we get in so much trouble, because we try to do too much on our own. And it's not the point that we not, you know what I'm saying? We get too grown. I said we get too grown. And no matter how grown we get, we really ought to stay with a childlike spirit. Amen. You know, well, he can tell us something. Amen. We should be humble. Say humble. Say humble. We should be humble. And that means meek. The Bible said, blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. Meek. Well, and teachable. Always teachable, where God can tell us something. Because if we get to where we're too grown, then he can't tell us too much. Amen. But I know it seemed like, man, I look at man and I said, boy, I tell you, we just really something. I said, Lord, we something else. I want you to read now for me, since you're here, Psalms 25 and 9. Be submissive. And be submissive unto those that's leaders, because if you can't submit to them, you ain't going to submit to God. Amen. You don't submit to who the Lord says submit to, you ain't going to submit to God. 25 and 9. He's going to teach his ways to meek, people who can listen, people who can, he say, why the meek will he teach his ways? The humble people. If we know too much, we too high. Amen. And I was reading about the people that the humble, what it means, about 13 ways to mean the humble, you know, how to humble yourself. And I think that we all do. We all need to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Under the mighty hand of God. Then he said he, in due time, he will, if we humble ourselves. Amen. And we try. I'm not saying, you know, God, I don't think God here with a switch this morning. I don't think. Amen. But, you know, it's just so late. We got so much to do. You know, there's so many, and beloved, you know, it's so many souls that need help. You know, have you met people this week in the stores? Or maybe you was on your job or somewhere that you know they need help. Al was talking about somebody that came out and said, the child is sick. She's been sick all her life. I've been knowing of them a long time. And we got a lady on our street. We got a lady in our town now. Every town has one. But this lady, she walks, she has winter clothes. You ever seen that? She have winter clothes on. Whatever day it is, and she pushing the buggy, how my heart reached. I'd be looking at this, oh God. Oh, I wish I could help that poor woman. I don't know. She's on the street every single day. Every town have them. And I think it picks at me. I don't know what it do for nobody else. But I say, Lord, we got to be in the place that God can use us. And so, Lord, we got to get him out of the back of the land and put him in the front of the land. Otherwise, he's got to be first that we make our decisions on. Amen. We put him, you know it's the truth. We all do it. You know, I'm just telling about it. We all do it. We do it. If we don't do it, just say, well, I don't care about God. No. The devil knows how to do stuff. The devil knows, how we used to pray. People say, ooh, you know, we used to get into churches and we used to pray. They don't have to do that now. All you do is sign something and send it up there. That's easy. And then that leaves you with all the time to do nothing. Amen. And then if you call a prayer meeting, oh well. Y'all know it's the truth. People used to have services, they last for weeks. Tell me, why you think that is? Because people prayed. People, God was, you know, it take a little time and a little effort on your part. Come on now. And on your flesh to really get yourself down to serving God. I mean, really praying. Come on now. We used to pray. You know it's the truth. I've been up to Sister Ross's a couple of times when we prayed all night. And if that one got tired of praying, that one picked it up. If that one got tired of praying, that one picked it up. We made it until that day broke. We didn't leave that church until the day broke. Now, I've been up there when she prayed. Well, you know, it's not easy. And some people came home, they tired. You know, they say, oh, Lord, you know, and the man begin to talk to you. Well, I don't know how I'm going to make it tonight. I'm just going to go. She called the prayer meeting, and I just got to go. So we struggle in. But once we get down and get into where God is, once the Holy Spirit come down and started moving, and I hear Marjorie get to shouting over there, we had a time. Because God, but the body don't want to do nothing. I'm going to tell you something now. No, it ain't going to want to do nothing. especially if it's too long. It's just the way we are. And it ain't the point because we're getting older. We all getting older. These young folks just feel the same. It's just kind of hard to bring yourself down. But when you get down, you'll be glad you went down. Amen. Because God meets with you. He don't have you struggling. It's just wonderful. Amen. But you know what? We need to let these kids know. I mean, now some of the children of mine, they've been to all-night prayer meetings. Because we used to have them quite a bit. And we used to have shut-ins. Get somewhere shut in for 3 days, wouldn't come out. Sure did. And we got some things done, too. Now we want God to just turn a flip and do everything we want to do, but we don't want to do what we did before to get it done. You know, but then, I don't know why God won't do it. You hear me, God? I know you up there. Well, we ain't doing what we used to do. Huh? I tell you. Yes. And the thing of it is taking hold of God's people. We don't mean it to be take hold, but it takes hold. It takes hold, you know, the fast food and this and that. It takes hold. Like, you know, my honey puss, bless his heart. We go out and eat, you know, now we used to go out and eat. Now we ate at home. But now, you know, the Lord has blessed us. And we're like, you know, and I'm not saying it's good to go out. But when you started going out, you find you go out more than you go out. Watch out now. You find you be going, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got to cook. And so, you know, the life takes a hold of us. And the hold that we don't see. And the thing of it is, there ain't hardly nothing out there to eat. You eat nothing but junk. And you don't know what they're doing in that kitchen. My son works in the kitchen. He's a top chef over there. What's the name of the play? Huh? McGirt's. And he said, Mama, never send nothing back. If the steak ain't right, don't send it back. He said, never send anything back. Everybody look at me. No. Don't say, this steak is too tough. You know, send it back. And they come, oh, okay, honey. But you don't know what they do when they get it in the kitchen. Now, my son told me not to do that. He works as a top chef over there. Don't send your stuff back. Is that right, Al? Amen. He used to work in a restaurant. He know what they do. You ain't got all saved folks working in there. You're going to be good to get anything the first round. So, you know, just stay with the first round. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. But we've got caught up in this stuff. I said we got caught up, and God's going to help us to get uncaught. Are you willing to get uncaught? Because he teaches those that are meek. He's not going to teach you nothing unless you humble yourself and learn. Then he'll teach us. Amen. He'll teach us his ways. I don't have a lot to say to you. I got so much going on in my mind. I just got so much going on in my mind. Hallelujah, because I just feel like, Lord, I sit down and I say, oh, God, Lord knows I love you. You know, you can't be second or third. You can't be back in that line waiting on me to think about you. And I don't mean I don't think about God. I don't mean you don't think about the Lord. But sometimes life, we get into thinking about things in life more than we do him. You know, what we got to do is first, and then we think about something else next. Daddy told me, said, and I'm glad clean here, we got them to put all them bookshelves back there. So we going to do something. That's, Lord, we ain't done nothing yet. You know, all the shelves, all that work, Daddy and them measuring stuff and putting stuff back and, you know, banging, and then we stain the shelves and stuff. Ain't done nothing yet. Why? Too tired. And so I'm just going to be frank. I got up this morning. I get up at 5. And by 7, I'm in the kitchen. And I stir around and carry on. And I usually cook dinner. Like this morning, I cooked a little something. And I said, you know what, Lord? It's going to be hard for me to get there at 9 o'clock. Now, I said that before I left. I'm just telling you the truth. I said, if we have Sunday school, this is going to kill me. You got to help me. Because I said, it's 9 o'clock going to be bad on me. So I don't know, Dad, I have to do something else. You know what I'm saying? We get older. We get old. Well, they say, well, so David, you're getting old. You're getting old too. What happened to you young fools? I mean, what is y'all excuse? What y'all got to say? Your job. I work, and once I gotta go to work, I be, and these jobs will wear you out. Just like she said, she went home crying because it's just the way life is. But we got to ask God, how do we live in this day? How do we live without going crazy in this day? Amen. How do we live? Listen, children of God. I can understand now why the church has got so much of other stuff going on. They too tired to pray. So you got to fill it with something. And it's filled with everything. They got everything in the churches because they ain't prayed and got God in them. Come on now. No. You pray to get God. When you get God and you don't do some praying, you're going to have some all-night prayer meeting and you're going to get it done here. Uh-oh. So Dave getting ready. Sure is. You right. Whatever you thinking. So Dave, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to do it. Children of God, we either do that or you know what I'm saying? We'll sit here forever with 20 people in the church. Now, you know, one girl, I was talking to a girl, you had witnessed to this girl yesterday, sweet little old thing. What happened is we bumped into the shelf and something fell. And she said, don't worry about it. We'll get it. She picked it all up. I said, and so she said, well, you better be glad it wasn't glass. And that's how we started talking. And so then I got around to the church and different things about the Lord. I said, what do you do in your church? She said, oh, I'm getting the dance troupe together. I'm getting the dance troupe together. But see, this is what's going on in the church. You know, she ain't say I'm getting ready to our church to fast and prayer. She said, I'm getting the dance troupe together. And I looked at her because it wasn't me fussing at her. Because this is what's there now. You're going to have all this stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm older, but I ain't dead yet. Ain't nobody dancing in this church. I'm sorry. I ain't getting to that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there. I just can't have that. I just, you know, we have to do it. Well, don't y'all looking at me. Well, you know, Miriam danced, yeah, but Miriam and them had a dance they did. Now, if you a Jew and do the horror, you welcome. But you're not Jewish, and you don't know. We ain't got no customary dances in our religion or in our culture. We don't have no custom. We don't have no custom dances in our. Don't let this devil fool you. Amen. I said, Alan, me and you go to a Jewish service. They do their dances. They worship God in dance. Yeah, I'll get up there and dance with them, but I ain't dancing with you. Unless the Holy Spirit have you dancing, I'm not going to dance with you. But now if the Holy Ghost get you dancing, I'll dance with you. Praise the Lord. But people used to dance under the power of the Holy Spirit. I know with Sister Russell, and y'all didn't dance, but Sister Russell said, I don't know why them people don't dance. Because Sister Russell, she'd get happy, she'd dance across that pulpit. Am I right? But it was the Holy Ghost. And she would get happy and she'd laugh. Praise her. She had a holy laugh. She would laugh. She didn't care what nobody thought. But she was from the old school and the old way of doing things. And she did it from her heart. Amen. So y'all, I ain't talking nothing y'all don't know nothing about. Amen. People used to dance. They did. They used to dance, but they danced under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They tell me you get in a big old, you know, them churches where people were poor and they had holes in their shoes and patches on their knees and it'd be a big stove in the middle and they'd dance around that stove under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and they saw God move too. They saw God move. They didn't have to put in all this crap that we putting in the church trying to make kids. Well, we got to do something for the young people. Well, young people, if they can't come under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, then they're going to have to stay home. Amen. Because I don't know nothing about that new stuff and I don't want to know. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, Sister Davis, this girl, we was talking to this, my sister's daughter. She did. She said, well, I'm in the dance team. I said, what do you do? I'm in the dance team. I said, is that right? Well, you know, we got to go and practice thought to myself, David didn't practice. I've danced before. I didn't ever practice. Amen. Some of you got to practice. I think you need to let that alone. Yeah. Yeah, except for the choir. Thank you, Jackie. But we want to stay as much as we can. We want to stay in the middle of the road. Let's stay, he said, for righteousness' sake. He guided us for righteousness. Let's stay in righteousness. You say, well, we want the church to grow. Well, get up and go and witness and get the church growing. The church grow from witnessing, for us going out and getting souls in. Amen? But you know, if you want to have something, the first thing you think about when getting people, you want to have something. You know, you want to have something. Have what? This is going to get people in. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. We want to do it God's way. Are you ready to do it God's way? You ready? Let me see your hands if y'all want to do it God's way. All right, now, you better not raise your hand. You don't mean that. But we got to do it God's way. And then one thing about it, you older saints, you can't say nothing because you know the way it goes. You was there when it went. You was there when they prayed. You was there when they fasted. You was there. So you can't go back and say, well, she doing? No. Because you were there. You were there. Because that's the way they used to do it. But it's hard on the flesh. So, Lord, give me something easy. You know, we're going to have a, I'm going to tell you now. Somebody asked me about counseling. But the word say the word is your counselor. He didn't tell me to have a counseling session with. He said the word is your counselor. Now, I'm not saying you can't tell people, but I've seen so many men get in trouble counseling women. And vice versa. So we're not going to have that. Like you know, go pay you somebody. Because the Bible don't say that. He said the word counselor. Amen. I'm not saying some young person don't come and I can call them in and talk to them. People I know, but all these other folks want to come in. You know, I won't say that. Don't tell me the devil won't get in because he will. Amen. And when they get to counsel, here comes somebody telling me, I want you to counsel me. Counsel me about what? When you have this stuff in your church. So while I'm saying this, I want y'all to get your heads together. And I want you to say, Lord, tell us what to do. Show us how to work in this church like you want it done. Young people, you got ideals. I'm talking about godly ideals. I'm not talking about counseling and all this crap they're doing. I ain't into it. I'm just not. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. And y'all, so y'all should be sorry too, because I plan to be here a little more while. So y'all gonna have to be bothered with me for. Amen. Amen. But I believe we can get it done. I believe God really want to move in this church. I do. He comes and we feel the Holy Spirit here. He's here. It ain't that we got to conjure him up. We get to sing it. And even people that come to our church say they feel the Lord. Amen. This brother came from on the hill, top of the hill. He told me, he said, I love the sermons. I love coming here. I love it. He sits right there. He love it. Amen. Amen. And God has begun to let people look at that sign. We had somebody come Wednesday night. He left, but who knows? We don't know. And do you know the next day I came to the phone and somebody told me, say, I give out cards. And this lady said, I was talking to you. I don't know this woman. She said, my name is Anna Moore. I said, hello. And we started talking. She said, I'm looking for a church. Don't you remember talking to me, Miss Sister Davis? I said, no. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, because I talked to so many people. I don't know. She said, well, I'm looking for a church. I can't come this Sunday. She said, but me and my son is coming to your church. I want to come to your church. She said, I was going to church down in the city, but I want to come here. And so she said, I told her what kind of church we had. Amen. I said, we ain't got no great big old church. Now, don't come to find 20,000 folks. We don't have that. You know, 2,000, I don't have it. I don't think I want it. But God, he's listening. And I told God, I said, oh, okay. I'll be over here tomorrow praying. I'm going to keep on praying. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. When the man walked in here Wednesday night, I said, wait a minute. I said, God is hearing us praying. Oh, glory. Oh, God, I can't wait to get over there tomorrow. And amen. So God will hear your prayers. But you're going to do it his way. You're going to do it his way. I stood up this morning before I come out. I'm going to let you go. I was sitting there and I said, I was thinking about some things. And I said, Lord, I'm not getting ready to have no pity party. I ain't going to have no pity party. I'm just going to tell you what I feel. And I said, if it's possible, I ain't going to shed a tear. Because I don't think the tears going to make you feel any better. Amen. Sometimes it's things you can do. I can do. And I'm saying you sometimes, well, Lord, he's sick of that. You know, it'll be something. You tell your kid to do something. They say, Mama, I would have done. Well, he do that enough. You know, you can see what he's trying to do. He's scamming you, buddy. You know, this. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, no. He done found out how to get on your good side. Uh-oh. Help somebody in that area. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all kind of people. And then you got to stand on your feet. I hope I said something to help you. I'm just so full, I just don't know. I might explode up here. But I just feel like I want to get it right. I just want to get it right. I know God got something for Revival Center. I'm not the pastor of 2,000 people. That's not my goal. But I do want him to feel this. I can handle 100, I think, with his help. But I never had a mind to have a lot of folk. That's just not my thing. Now, I can preach to a lot of people. But for me to have to be, no. Because I have people that meet me, and I have to pastor them. My husband said, ain't they got a pastor? They'll call, you know, I had one girl call me almost every week. So I have enough. I don't need, you know. I'm just asking for God to do what he did for here. If he put 120 seats in here, he want them filled. That's the way I feel. So I'm praying that God will do what he wants to do. Send who he want to send. Praise the Lord. I hope that this will stir us. We got to work while it's day. The night is coming. Can't you see the night? He don't necessarily mean the night. He talking about the night when you can't do nothing. You know, people don't know they head from their toes. You know what I mean? Things that people ought to know, sister, they don't know. Then I don't know what people teaching people in their homes. You know, they just said, we getting ready. I thought to myself, so many people, you know, I told you we love to live in this house, that house thing. They'll say, well, we're going to get a house, and we've been living together for 2 years, and then we're going to get married. Yeah, we're going to get married. After they done lived together, they've been married. I'm going to tell you that you're married then. Because all married men has come together. You've married. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is people don't have no concept of what's right and wrong. And they get on now, that's a million people listening to them. They don't have no, this is not right. Or if they know it's wrong, they won't say nothing. But they will say it like it's just, that's the way it goes. I fear for this generation. I fear for this generation. I fear for our young people who don't know their head from their toes. Now, I know that we have done things, all of us, that we knew, but we were not broadcasting it. We were shame. We hid our sins. Well, people don't hide their sins no more. They don't hide it. Just let it all hang out. Shuck, they don't care. And it's like they want you to accept it. You know, yeah, I do such a thing, and I'm doing, yeah, and I got this fellow I'm living with, fellow, and I want you to, yeah, and just like it's, oh, we're so happy. that so-and-so came out of where? Out of hell. Oh, we're so happy. And then the people that's up here, crazy too. We need God. I said, we need God. We need him to help us. I said, we need God to help us. We need help. That our minds don't get twisted where we'll get to, you know, petting on these folk. Because we say, well, you know, they people. They people, but they're evil people. Jesus said everybody wasn't a child of God. Some of us children of the devil. That's what he said. We better find out what the Bible is saying about stuff, I'm telling you. And not saying what we think. Amen. Father, I thank you. Short sermon, but I deliver my soul. I thank you for these beautiful people. I think they're the greatest in St. Louis and in Missouri. I thank you for these people, God. And I praise you, God. Show us how to get busy and do what you want us to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. All of you, I told you to ask God to forgive you for whatever. So you should be ready and be glad to come and take the sacrament. You should be glad now. So come. Amen.